Good morning, everybody. I'm going to talk to you today about the Be Fit with Friends Leader Manual. It was a guide that we developed for supporting physical activity for urban Latina adolescent girls. We received funding from this project from the National Institute for Minority Health and Health Disparities. Which one is it? This one. Okay. I have nothing to disclose. So basically, we're talking about addressing the issue of obesity among Latino youth, and overall, Latino youth have higher rates of overweight and obesity relative to other communities. And in particular, if we look at adolescent girls, we see that they have the highest rates of extreme obesity, which means that they're above the 97th percentile for their gender and age. 14% of Latinas who are 12 to 19 years old are in the extreme obese category. What we know is that, you know, obesity increases risk for several health problems and that physical activity is an important component for addressing this issue. And with respect to girls, what we find is from the transition from elementary school to high school, girls become almost completely sedentary. And so that the middle school age is an important age to maybe try to keep that transition to sedentary behavior from occurring. And so we also know that at all stages, girls are less active than boys and that they're not meeting the current physical activity guidelines, which are 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity every day. So we know that various factors contribute to physical inactivity, the media-dominated lifestyle, transportation, the urban infrastructure such as street design, lack of green space, and also reduced participation in PE. If you go to schools, you see that fewer and fewer kids are participating in PE regularly. So we decided that we wanted to figure out in our community what would it take to help girls be more active, and as a community, what we could do to really support girls in wanting to be physically active. So this was a partnership. It's called the Physical Activity Partnership for Girls, and the partnership included the Institute for Health Promotion Research at the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio. That's where I'm located. And what I have in this slide is basically the different partners and kind of the expertise that they bring to the table. So IHPR, of course, our focus is on Latino health and community-based interventions. We're a research group. Our primary community partner was the Girl Scouts of Southwest Texas, which is a local Girl Scout council. And, of course, they're interested in the healthy development of girls and providing programs and services to girls in the community. The other partner was Edgewood Family Network. This is a network of community health workers who reached out to families and brought health and education services to families in our community. And the other academic partner was the University of Texas, San Antonio, where we brought in the Department of Kinesiology as well as engineering and technology, because an important component to this program was text messaging and social media. So we worked with an engineer at UTSA to develop a text messaging platform for our intervention. So basically, these partners got together and we developed a community advisory board, and with the support of the advisory board, we designed a series of formative assessments. We involved girls in participatory photo mapping. We did focus groups with parents. With the monthly meetings of our community advisory group, we did a variety of nominal group processes and Delphi techniques, and which resulted in an online survey of community partners to figure out what their priorities were as well. So what we did is, once we had all that information, we brought all these participants to a community retreat in a big rec center, and the girls did a poster session and shared what they learned about their environmental supports for physical activity. We had parent testimonials who talked about what they learned in the focus groups and the issues with respect to girls' physical activity and technology use. The advisory group talked about what their issues were in terms of providing physical activity resources and supports in the community. And we used open space technology to kind of engage the community and let the community use this information to identify what their priorities were and identify the strategies that they thought would work. And we gathered gathered all this information to basically inform the development of a physical activity intervention, which we ended up calling Be Fit with Friends. So Be Fit with Friends is an intervention program that gets girls moving with their BFF. You know, it's a little play on words. You know, if you're an H health promotion, you got to like have fun with like little logos and sayings. And a Girl Scout developed the logo. So, you know, this is very kind of low tech, and the girls designed this for us. So the Be Fit with Friends program is a multi-component program that includes the BFF sessions, which are health education sessions that are incorporated into troop meetings. It also includes physical activity mobile units that are paired with the BFF sessions and a physical activity passport. You've probably been familiar with the whole passport process in terms of engaging people and getting points and incentives and that sort of thing. The components that were kind of supporting the BFF program that happened within Girl Scouts were community events. So our community advisory board was very engaged in developing community events to engage the Girl Scouts and their families to resources that were in the community. So they could go to a local Y and get a free Zumba class, or they can go to archery with Boys Club and Girl Scouts of America. They also did golf and a variety of activities that they wouldn't typically know that they could have access to. And then we use text messaging to just promote the activities, promote the message, the educational messages that the girls had, and of course we had a Facebook page and a variety of things. So the, as mentioned, we were recognized for our Be Fit with Friends Leader Manual, and you can see it right here. I brought one. I lugged it in my in my bag from Texas so that you guys could touch it and feel it. And it's basically a leader manual that would train the adult facilitators on how to work with the girls and deliver the BFF program. And we provided information and skills for leaders to learn about the importance of physical activity, to understand what the barriers to meeting the physical activity guidelines were, how they could help their families and girls identify opportunities to be active and to set a good example for the girls. The health education curriculum includes 9 sessions that are delivered in a group session and draws on girls' knowledge. They're very discussion-focused and highly interactive. We did not want the girls sitting and being lectured to. So, and it really draws on the knowledge the girls have. Girls really already know a lot about what it takes to be physically active. So really we just did a lot of group activities to really draw that knowledge out and let them take the lead. The goal of the health education sessions, of course, was to increase their knowledge of what physical activity is and its relationship to health, to build behavioral skills regarding physical activity and negotiating and making physical activity a priority in their lives, and increasing social support to achieve behavioral change. So these, this is a, I think they're called Wordles, because the presentation was getting so boring and I didn't know what else to do. So these are actually the names of all the different educational sessions, get the word out, what makes you move, know before you go, the PA need to know, etc. What's my number? So these are all the different educational sessions. Let me go back for a second. So basically, Get the Word Out was basically the last session. So once the girls, it was a culminating experience where they had to develop a PSA or an advertisement and how they would promote physical activity to another girl. Know Before You Go, that was our safety session, and we taught the girls safety regarding not only physical activity but safety on the internet and using their cell phones as well, because that was an important component. The other thing, handling hurdles, choose to move, get smart, of course, are SMART goals. That's all regarding goal setting and monitoring behavior and understanding kind of where they are, what's my number, is kind of where they begin. And then we follow with a variety of choosing to move and setting SMART goals and handling barriers, handling the hurdles. And who's in charge? It's really about taking ownership for their behavior and learning how to communicate assertively with families and friends and engaging and getting the support they need to be active. So we also paired the educational session, which usually was about 20 to 25 minutes, with a physical activity mobile unit. We developed 6 mobile units that would introduce fun activities for the girls to do with friends, and the leaders would model the physical activity behavior and reinforce the concepts learned in BFF. We included two active gaming, so we had like the Xbox Kinect as well as the Wii. And these were like portable, the troop leaders could kind of check them out and use them. We also had a DVD where they had like a TV and a DVD library that they could do. We also had Flexi Fun, which was yoga, resistance bands, and weights, and medicine balls. And also we had PE, which was basically a bunch of hula hoops and balls. And actually that one ended up being the most popular. We thought that the high tech was going to be, but no, they just kind of wanted to get together with their friends and have free time to play. So we actually found that the low tech and the flexi fun were the most popular among the girls. The BFF Passport was basically used to encourage girls to try the different activities, to get on Facebook and post pictures of them being active, to try the different community events that were being advertised, and it was like a point system, and they could win prizes at the end. When we were developing the intervention, we really focused on the values and mission of the organization to promote sustainability. And so this, in order to develop leadership among girls, the way that Girl Scouts does it is by having girls discover the issue, connect, and take action. So it's a very empowering process. So if you think about look, think, act. And in CBPR, that's what we do. We look at the issue, we think about the issue, then we take action on the issue. So it was very integrated into not only the process of the intervention development, but also in how we develop the curriculum to align with the mission and goals and values of Girl Scouts to basically increase their capacity to incorporate physical activity and promote physical activity within their organization, utilizing the youth development model and then integrating it in such a way that it fits to how Girl Scouts operates in terms of in-school scouting and after-school scouting. The program has ended. I didn't bring data to share with respect to outcomes, but Girl Scouts does continue to offer the program during summer sessions. And I wanted to acknowledge my collaborators from the University of Texas Health Science Center, UTSA, and our community partners. And thank you for your attention, and I'll take any questions at the end, I assume. Thank you.
I asked one of our committee members, Donaya Jackson, to co-moderate the session when this was up for moderation. So she's coming and introducing the remaining two winners. Actually, one is an honorable mention in the multimedia category, and the other one is one of the winners in the multimedia category. Donaya, please come on.
Good morning, everybody. So I'm very excited to introduce Megan Sansevera. Hope I got that right. She is a project coordinator with the Salter Mitchell Marketing for Change. In her work, she manages social marketing campaigns for both nonprofits and government agencies. She received a BS in biobehavioral health from Penn State University and her MPH from the George Washington University. So